I'm just a podcaster, a blogger, and just a soon-to-be author. I am the fiery redhead from the podcast, Wide Open Spaces with Elise. Thank you so much for joining me today. You can listen to this podcast anywhere you love listening to your favorite podcasts. You can go to wideopenspaceswithelise.com. Elise is spelled I-L-I-S-E. Now let's pop in our earbuds and let's evolve together. Well, this is episode number 151 of this podcast, Feeling the Sun on Your Face. I appreciate all my listeners today, and let's explore what does feeling the sun on your face mean. As I'm walking, it's a bright sunny day, and I feel the grass has just been cut. I can feel it crunching under my feet, and I smell that fresh cut grass. And as I look into the distance in front of me, I'm looking for that perfect place for me to spend some time. And so I walk around a little bit and wait for that spot just to call out for me. And then I see it. It's right near a tree with the sun kind of coming through all the branches and the leaves. And that's my spot. So I walk over there and I feel the crunch and the earth under my feet. And I take my backpack off and I open it up. And I put a big towel down on the ground. This towel's white. It has the colors of orange and blue on it and a big green gator. And if you're from Florida or anywhere else in the United States, yes, this is a Florida Gator beach towel from the University of Florida. If you didn't know, I'm an alum from there. So I take out this big towel and I sit down on it. And I take out of my little Ziploc bag my sunscreen and I put it on, make sure I get it all over that's exposed to the sun. And I stop and I gaze into the distance and I take in my environment. I set my timer on my phone and I lay down. And I feel the sun on my face, the warmth, the calmness that it gives me, the rejuvenation, the feel, and seeing the golden color, excuse me, through my eyelid as my eyes are closed, and taking in all that the sun has to offer me. I put my headphones on, push the button, and there's Tom Petty singing I Won't Back Down. If you didn't know, he is from Gainesville, Florida, where the University of Florida is. So he's kind of like our theme song. And I lay there listening to Tom with the message that I won't back down and taking in the smell of nature, the feel of the sun on my body. And uncontrollably, a big sigh comes from my chest. I'm at peace and I'm calm and I'm outside and I can feel the wind on my face and it's just pure bliss. And before I know it, my timer goes off and I pop up and I close my eyes one more time and put my face up to the sun and I pack my things, I throw my backpack back on my back, and off I go. Well, that could have been anywhere at any time, but believe it or not, it was a memory from me being a student at the University of Florida. And you may say, well, come on, she's probably had the sun on her face a million times since then. Yes, absolutely true. However, it's a memory that has stayed with me. And sometimes when I find that my life is really busy and I don't have time for those self-care things, I bring that to me as a conscious memory to remind myself how important it is to take time out to do those things. Now, what was I doing? I was in between lecture classes. I could have gone and sat in the library. I could have went to the union and gotten some food. But I chose every day that I had this particular schedule to spend some time outside to protect myself, because we should never be in the sun too long and we should always be protected. But to spend that time productively nurturing myself. And it only made me a better student. I studied better, I had more energy. So I try to bring that memory. It's kind of there when I find that my life is just really busy and I don't see that I've been spending the time outside. And I just wrote my blog today on this, and where was I? Outside. Because I find that's where my creative juices just kind of flow the best. This fiery redhead, this creativity that comes out of me doesn't just flow out. Sometimes I have to go into an environment that will promote creativity or a thought process, or to give my brain a little bit of a respite so that I can be the best that I can be at whatever job that I'm trying to accomplish. And so I stress, unfortunately, most of us don't realize that there's a science to our bodies being outside. We don't either know that or realize it or take ownership of it, because we're just trying to get our job done and the work and the things and our family life, and that kind of just falls to the wayside. We forget what being outside and the oxygenated pure air can do for our bodies, what the vitamin D that we get from the sun can do for our bodies. We are part of nature. I know we look at us as we're the elite creature on this earth, and I get that and understand that, but we're all part of nature. And if we don't immerse ourselves in nature on a frequent basis, well, we don't work well. Like if you don't get your oil changed in your car doesn't work well. Well, if you don't get your pure oxygenated air and the vitamin D from the sun, you don't work as well physically and emotionally. And we just don't acknowledge the importance of stepping outside for a short amount of time each day. Individuals who are diagnosed with low vitamin D levels usually point to the fact that they don't spend time outside. According to the medical news today, spending time outside makes people feel good. Okay, so we all want to feel good, right? Being in the sun generally makes people feel good, they say, and there are many scientific reasons for this effect. One of these is that the exposure to the UVB rays causes human skin to produce beta endorphins, which are hormones that reduce pain. Their other benefits include promoting a sensation of well-being and improving your mood. Okay, so that's according to medical news today. Improving your mood and your well-being and getting those beta endorphins flowing in our skin. You don't realize that, right? That being outside has this physical and emotional chemical reaction. And when we take things out of environments that they're supposed to be in, things don't thrive. If a plant needs sunlight, but you don't put it in a sunny place inside your home, the plant begins to shrivel up, wilt, and die. We are just like that plant. We need our sunlight. We need our sunlight to give us that vitamin, which is very imperative to our bodies. They've even done studies that I've read, because I am involved in in volunteering for breast cancer awareness and providing services, that many women who've been diagnosed with breast cancer have low vitamin D levels. Now, sometimes that can just be your body not producing enough. But by going outside, you're getting that natural vitamin D. So it stresses the importance of why we need, we must, we have to spend time outside to feel the sun on your face. Now, don't get me wrong. When I was younger, before I laid on that beach towel, growing up in my childhood home with a nice pool in the backyard, I was slathering not sun protection by Kula, I was slathering baby oil on my body and lemon juice in my hair to make it blonder. And when I was 26 years old, skin cancer. So yes, there is, everything is in modification. Everything we have to do at a certain healthy level, and that includes when you're spending time out in the sun. Now, if you go out for 10 minutes just to get a little fresh air on your lunch break or the last 10 minutes of your lunch break, that's different. But if you're going to spend some prolonged time, more than 10 to 15 minutes, put the sunscreen on, wear a hat, wear some longer sleeve clothes or pants, and go out and find a bench. Bring a towel with you like I did. Throw it in your bag in the morning. Find a place. Maybe you sit outside under a nice tree and have your lunch. There are so many ways to incorporate in our busy days being outside with nature. Sometimes it's just stepping outside your front door. And I'm talking to you folks. You know, the folks after COVID where your jobs went from going into an office and driving through traffic every day to waking up and going to your desk and sitting in front of your computer to work. You're in your house. And so it's right outside your front or back door. But if you don't take that time, like when it's your lunch break, instead of maybe going and sitting in front of the TV while you eat lunch, go outside your back door. Get some of that vitamin D. Get some of that oxygen that those beautiful trees are releasing in the air. That photosynthesis that takes place. You see, it really just takes tweaking your thought process to get the effects of what feeling the sun on your face can do for yourself. And like the lyrics by Sheryl Crow reads, I'm gonna soak up the sun. I'm gonna tell everyone to lighten up. I'm gonna tell them that I've got no one to blame. For every time I feel lame, I'm looking up. I'm gonna soak up the sun. I'm gonna soak up the sun. So whatever you're going through, take that moment. Look up at the sun with your eyes closed, wearing maybe your nice protective sunglasses. And take that moment to soak it up, no matter what is going on in your life. These are the small moments that make such a huge impact on us, our longevity, how we live out our longevity, is all in these moments of quiet, of peace, of taking those moments to just take it all in. And it's okay if you want to share those times with someone else, inviting someone else to come on your nice towel and eat lunch with you, coworker, a friend, or to have some coffee in the morning, to meet and to sit outside together before your day starts. It's those little moments that have such a huge impact scientifically on our physical nature and our emotional nature. And we have to constantly work on ourselves. I know it's like juggling so many balls in the air that we all have to do. And just thinking of a juggler kind of makes me feel anxious in my chest because it's a lot and we do that. But if that juggler doesn't stop, eventually he's going to drop those balls and things aren't going to work efficiently for him. And it's the same thing that happens to us. If we don't take those special trips into nature, we lose out. We're depriving our bodies scientifically and emotionally. And it's all about self-care, totally about self-care. Being responsible when you go out in the sun. I mean, you've all seen people who've been burned. And so it's when you take on too much, you get burned. When you take on too much responsibility in your life and you don't take the time out, you get burned. And so there's this interesting correlation to the sun and our everyday lives and how when we overdo it, there's negative effects. But if we do things in small doses of self-care, well, then we have the positive effects of getting the vitamin D and the oxygenated air and being one with nature and feeling the earth under your body being supported. And you're taking time out from your life so that when you go back, you're more efficient. You're more on top of things. You're sharper. And you may have some creativity that flows, that adds to your life in the daily grind of it. And what really got me thinking about feeling the sun on my face is, well, I'm beginning to smell a little bit of summer out there. Now, no matter where you live, there are a few places in the world that still get cold or maybe are cold and aren't quite smelling that warm summer air yet. Well, I'm in Florida, so it seems like summer all year round, but it's not. There's a difference between spring and summer, and I'm starting to smell summer. And so that means for me, planning how I'm going to get out my front door and spend time out in the world doing things that I've never done before or that I repeatedly do because I love them so much and they're good for me. And so there's something in the process of planning that creates excitement and the anticipation of summer. I mean, I'm a reality junkie, TV junkie. You probably all, if you've listened to me, you know that. And one of the shows that I like to watch is Summer House. And Summer House is on Bravo, and it's about these bunch of, I guess, 20s and 30s year olds. And they rent a house in the Hamptons every summer, and they leave New York City every weekend, and they come to the Hamptons, and they have all their shenanigans. Well, that always comes out in the spring for us Bravo watchers. And that is like, to me, is like getting me all excited watching them in their summer shenanigans. And it's reality TV. And I know half of it's probably scripted, but it's mindless and I like to watch it. But it kind of signals to me that summer's coming. What signals to you that summer's coming? What do you feel? What kind of changes do you feel in your world, at work, with your family, with your friends, in the environment? So I challenge you to start thinking about summer now. Because you know what happens if we don't plan ahead. We find we're too busy, we find we don't have the time, and then we just have all these ideas of what we want to do, but we never follow through or we never complete them. So I challenge you to consciously identify some things that you want to do this summer that are in a form of self-care. Whether it's just spending time in your backyard, taking a trip in the United States or somewhere else in the world, how are you going to spend your summer? And how are you going to incorporate the outside world into your world and experience summer, especially for those of you who come September, October, you're already experiencing cold weather. So you really have to harness this warmth as long as you have it. So I want you to think now, what is it you want to do this summer to nourish your body scientifically and your mind scientifically? What kind of plans can you create? What kind of places can you visit? Remember, it doesn't have to take a lot of money to visit a local park or a park that's maybe an hour away, to go camping, to spend time at the park. There's natural springs and natural rivers. There are so many things that you can do that don't cost a lot of money. So there's not the excuse, well, she's talking about summer vacations and she's probably going somewhere far away. I am, and I will share those experiences with you. But I am not you, and you are not me. And what I do is not necessarily what's best for you. And so it's time to open your eyes to new and innovative ways to spend this summer getting outside, to feel the sun on your face, to feel it on your skin, to feel like you're electrified from it. You can spend summer inside, because I know it's hot, and trust me, when I don't consciously feel that I need to go out to get a little bit of that scientific energy, I'm inside in the cool air conditioning because it's too hot out here in South Florida. And many of the places I visit tend to be hot. But that doesn't mean I don't plan my outdoor time and outdoor activities. Sometimes things just happen naturally. And those are the quaint little blessings. But the things that I am talking about need to be planned, need to be incorporated and scheduled in. And maybe right now you're just going to make a list and you'll look at it at a later date of how you're going to fit it into your schedule. Or maybe you're so busy that you need to make the list and put it on your calendar now. Whatever it is, put the reminders in your smartphones, on your computers. I mean, I even know some people who still have those calendars where they write it in, whatever works for you. Scientifically, your body is craving it. Scientifically, your body and mind need it. Are you going to starve your body and mind from what it needs to survive, to be healthy, what it craves? I hope that either as soon as you're done listening to this podcast or when you're done doing whatever you're doing, that you step out front or you step out back of wherever you are. And for a few minutes, put your sunglasses on, close your eyes, look up at the sun, and feel the sun on your face. We just had that huge phenomenon of a total eclipse here in the United States. And it was just last week, and there was just so much about it and the amazement of the moon covering the sun and everything going dark for a quick few minutes. All nature and all science, that if you stay inside, you don't get to witness the beauty of Mother Nature, the vastness of the solar system, of the moon and the sun, and what they do to you. And the moon has its own effects on us physically and emotionally. And maybe that's something you want to go look into. But for now, the challenge is on. What are you going to nurture that body and mind of yours this summer? And before this summer, what are you going to do today? Thank you so much for joining me at Wide Open Spaces with Elise. Remember, positive thoughts always create positive energy. Now the challenge is on. Go out and explore all those wide open spaces in your world. Check me out on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok. You know the rigmarole. And when you go to my social media, please hit that love button. And until next time, my friends, ciao.